Welcome to Funds That Won, where we dive into some of the world's most renowned investment funds. We'll interview investment managers across the alternative landscape and learn how they built their million and even billion dollar asset management empires. We'll explore teams, structures, strategies, and best practices in launching and running alternative investment funds. All right, what's up, guys? Lincoln Archibald here, checking in with you. A little bit of a crazy week. Later this week, we're actually hosting Fund Launch Live in Orlando. We'll have about 1,500 to 2,000 emerging managers. It's going to be a ton of fun. Hopefully, we'll see you there for those that are coming, but should be a fun conference. I didn't have time to interview someone this week, but I wanted to hop on here and give you guys a quick update on Fund Launch Partners and kind of share some insights that I've had as we've been putting this firm together. I mean, look, this show is called Funds That Won, and I'm trying to build a firm that's winning right now. So, you know, the premise, I think, we put out an episode like 6 months ago talking about, you know, kind of the concept of GP stakes and how we were thinking about building a firm. And guess what? We officially kicked things off January 1st of this year, of 2024, where we said, hey, let's actually do this thing. I mean, we have so many awesome emerging fund managers that just need some help in their on their back office infrastructure and putting this whole thing together. And we've seen hundreds of emerging managers do it. You know, we want to provide the resources for these managers to succeed, capital and resources, right? And so it's been fun. So yeah, kind of by way of update, gosh, I mean, look, there's just so much to do in a fund. Like, there's just not enough time. It will almost always take longer than you think to put everything together. You know, we did our legal, we got that done, we got things filed. Then it's like we had to put our investment committees together. We had to put together our investment agreement, like these actual transaction documents. You know, we had to, you know, finalize and refine our due diligence structure, work on our investment policy statement. Like, there's all these things that just take so much time. In addition to, you know, meeting with LPs, there's just a lot to running the business. And so investor onboarding, you name it, right? Like, there's a lot. But yeah, we did our initial close on March 6th, where we went and we announced a partnership with three different firms. You know, one, a venture firm out of Utah, which I recently just had on this podcast, All In Ventures. They've been awesome to work with. We also partnered with the firm out of Texas, Venatic Alternative Capital, as well as a PE firm, PE/real estate firm out of Arizona. I mean, the Texas firm is really private credit. It's Mez and Pref Equity, Venatic. They've got an awesome group, and we're excited about what they're doing. And then RVSCP is RV and boat storage. So yeah, we were able to, you know, by getting our first assets underway, gave us a lot of momentum. And so really in, you know, the months of March, April currently, I mean, I've had over the next couple, you know, before Fund Launch Live, I actually have like 13 investor meetings between now and then. And so, you know, we're just kind of full force in fundraising. And look, you got to remember that fundraising, there's all different types of LPs. There's LPs that come in quick, you know, like on your initial friends and family round, like you should be able to put together a few million bucks to, you know, at least get some traction going. And then, you know, I'm in talks with a lot of really large allocators and got a lot of good, you know, hooks in the water, you could say. And, you know, I've had a lot of good first conversations, a lot of good follow-ups. And you just got to remember that these things take time. Yeah, we're refining our pipelines, our mandates. We've had several more commitments just this week. I guess the biggest thing I would say I've learned, you know, over this, you know, getting Fund Launch Partners going is your investors will almost always tell you what they need from you, right? At least the good ones will. So, you know, I met with a big, you know, family office out of New York, and you know, they start to ask the right they ask the right questions. You're like, oh gosh, like I haven't really thought about that yet. Like, I think one of the best things you can do for your firm is just go out and start talking to people, right? Sit down with as many people as you can and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? What am I not thinking about? Like, what problems are you seeing around the corner? You know, about forecasting different, you know, the cash flows of your fund. We've got it may be a little more simple for others. It's pretty complex for us just because we're industry agnostic. And so we're partnering with a bunch of different firms. You know, our pinnacle focus is still GP stakes and focusing on generating yield, because, you know, we participate on the management fee and the performance fee of those firms. So yes, it's a diversified asset class, but it also is producing yield. We have to forecast, hey, what is this portfolio going to look like? Our target raise is 50, but you know, we're fine with a $25 million raise on it. Like, what at both of those, like, you know, you have to do scenario analysis and say, okay, what if we only raise 25? What does this, you know, fund look like? And hey, worst case scenario, what if we'd only raise 10? What is this fund going to look like? And then what if we hit our target deploy 50? How are we going to manage, you know, that capital? And then how are we going to have the bandwidth? You have to forecast, you know, human capital needs, you know, and building out your data room and all your, like, we've done all the stuff, but I mean, I guess there's been, you know, just the biggest challenges I've had with GP stakes, because it's my first time doing a GP stakes fund, is it's just a unique asset class, right? And I mean, I'll go talk to, you know, varying sophistication levels of investors. I'll go talk to somebody who's never even invested in funds before. And you start talking to them about a GP stake strategy and it goes right over their head, right? Like they're like, what the heck are you talking about? At the institutional level, like, you know, all these, you know, different family offices. I mean, and for the most part, people are pretty transparent. They're just say, look, we don't have an allocation for GP stakes in our portfolio right now, or hey, we're not looking for that type of investment, or hey, we've never invested in that type of investment before. It's a little bit of a novel, unique strategy. And so, you know, I always forget that, right? But I mean, I'm tasting my own medicine right now. As I tell people to simplify their, you know, investment strategies, it's like, gosh, like, did we just make this way too complicated? We feel like we have the coolest opportunity in the world here. And so there's been some good learning lessons, right? As we've been kicking it off, but it's been a lot of fun. We're really excited. Our investment committee meetings just keep getting better and better. And we find different ways to evaluate and underwrite, you know, emerging, fund managers. So, you know, just for anyone listening, we really prioritize, obviously, you know, track record, pretty standard, you know, the team dynamics. We want to mitigate people risk as much as possible. At the emerging manager level, there are, people can just sometimes make claims that aren't legitimate. And it's especially my job as the CIO to sniff out all the crap and make sure that these are really good firms. And so, I take my underwriting very seriously. I do personal and professional reference calls on these assets. I mean, we start, well, let me, maybe I'll tell you our process here. So we start with a original, like, two pager screening. And then, I have a team of analysts that vet and screen all opportunities. And then, my business associate presents those to me once a week. And I go through and rip them apart and tell them ask a bunch of questions. And then if we feel good about it, I'll hop on another call with the client. And if we're on the same page after then and the client wants to work with us, we want to work with the client, we'll kind of enter, full due diligence, in which, we do like asset reviews, we do background checks, we do reference calls, personal and professional. We do personal balance sheet reviews, which a lot of people have like balked at and saying, hey, why are you asking for this type of information? It's like, look, I'm going into business with you. I need to understand how you've made different financial and investment decisions over, you know, I need to see that, that you know how to make good decisions if you're ever going to, if you're going to manage other people's money. So we've really leaned into the fact that we want to work with people that have done full cycle deals, and you know, we want to verify performance of those. We want to work with people that have demonstrated the ability to raise money in one way, whether that's single asset or something. There just has to be merit there. But yeah, and then I wish all of you guys could sit in our investment committee meetings. They're 3-hour meetings that, I prepare these, 15, 16 page investment memos on these clients and that we're thinking about partnering with. And then I just have, five other people come in and rip me apart and say, well, what about this? Have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? And it's been an awesome experience. We think we've got some really awesome portfolio GPs that we're partnering with, and we've got an abundance more in the pipeline. So yeah, I figured I'd just give you guys an update since I didn't have time to have a chat with somebody, but I'll keep giving you updates. I just want you guys to know that I'm right here alongside you, as you're building your firms. We've seen hundreds of these. It's a different thing to put a GP stakes firm together, but we're rolling with it, and it's been awesome. So yeah, feel free to reach out if you have any questions. I'll definitely get you guys something next week. I just want to keep giving you guys content that you're learning, getting different perspectives of different CIOs, of how people think about starting their funds, about how they, the biggest challenges they hit. If you had questions, if you listened to an episode and there's questions that you wish I would have asked, it would actually mean the world to me if you sent me those questions, or if you write a review on this podcast and said, and just tell me like, hey Lincoln, I'd love for you to talk, look more into this, then I'll take those to heart. I really will. But yeah, we're just trying to provide the best in class education on the alternatives, and especially as it pertains to anyone who's starting a fund. So hopefully this show has been insightful for you guys. I hope you enjoyed the little update today. We'll check in next time. Thanks. Bye. All information shared are solely the thoughts and opinions of the author or guests. Content is for educational purposes only. Do not take any information from the show as financial, investment, tax, or legal advice. Seek counsel from a licensed professional before taking action in any business pursuit. We're not selling or soliciting a security in any way, shape, or form. The host may maintain positions in securities discussed on this podcast. Guests on the show may be current or historical clients of Fund Launch, Fund Launch Partners, or Black Card Capital Partners.